This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 260 for Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue higher in Tuesday afternoon, extending their rally to a fourth consecutive session. The March canola contract adds $2.80 at $664.60 per ton, and the more heavily traded May contract gains $3.40 at $675.10 per ton. Support for canola continues to come from the tightening supply situation in Canada as exports and domestic use remain strong. Comparable oils are mixed, with increases in Chicago soy oil, but declines in soybeans and soy meal. Gains in European rapeseed are spilling over into canola, while the Malaysian palm oil market is closed for a holiday. Upswings in crude oil are underpinning the vegetable oils. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its February World Oilseed Report, in which the USDA keeps its estimate on Canadian canola production for 2024-25 at 18.8 million tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.94 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 69.82. The USDA releases its February supply and demand estimates, with domestic soybean ending stocks for 2024-25 holding at 380 million bushels. The USDA also holds the carryover for corn at 1.54 billion bushels, while those for wheat ease back to 794 million bushels. As for South America soybeans, the USDA cuts 3 million tons from its estimate for Argentina at 49 million tons and holds Brazil's output at 169 million tons. For corn, the USDA trims 1 million tons each from its calls on Argentina and Brazil at 50 million and 126 million tons respectively. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned lower on Tuesday afternoon. The March contract loses 6 cents at 10.43.5 per bushel. March soy oil gains 0.4 of a cent at 46.13 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $3.90 at $296.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn turns around to give up 7.5 cents at $4.84 per bushel. March oats lose 2 cents at $3.39. The U.S. wheat complex also turns around as Chicago March steps back 2.5 cents at $5.77. Kansas City March falls back 4 cents at $5.93. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March forfeits 8 cents at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.